Come, Holy Ghost.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we have a true Holy Ghost saint, children. She had a lifelong devotion to Pentecost, and that was when she died and went straight to heaven. Her name is St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, and like St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the Little Flower, she was a member of the Carmelite order. She was the only child of a very, very important and wealthy family, and she was very devout from when she was very little. Remember, she's the one they tell the story about, that when her mother got back from church, she, although she was maybe just a little girl, like 3 years old or something, or maybe four, when her mother got back to church on the days that she had gone to Holy Communion, her baptismal name was Catherine, she could tell, and she would nestle up very close to her mother and kiss her many times and sit on her lap, because she could smell a beautiful fragrance that came from her mother's soul from making her Holy Communion. Later on, as she got to be a little bit older, she loved to gather together the poor children and to teach them their catechism. Now, her father wanted her to get married, but she was able to persuade him to let her become a nun, and she chose to go to the Carmelite order only because they had a special privilege of going to Holy Communion almost every day, which you can do here, but back then, in the old days, that wasn't allowed, and it was only a very rare thing. So she always was very devoted to the Blessed Sacrament as well as to the Holy Ghost. Her whole life long, God treated her, on the one hand, very harshly. She had many trials to go through, many difficulties and problems. For example, she was tempted to be very sad and then to feel that God wasn't there. And then she had terrible temptations, and she had to force herself not to go along with her temptations, which goes to show that if you make up your mind to do what's right, God will give you the grace to be able to do it. But then on the other hand, our Lord was very close to her. And sometimes when Jesus would appear to her, he would tease her a little bit, and they would sort of go back and forth as good friends would. And so sometimes when our Lord appeared to her, he would show her frequently two crowns. One was a crown of thorns, and one was a crown of flowers. And our Lord would teasingly push towards her the crown of flowers. But St. Mary Magdalene always went to the thorns, because her motto was, Lord, to suffer or to die. And one time our Lord was just teasing her, and he said, Mary Magdalene, I called you, and you didn't care. You didn't answer me right away. And St. Mary Magdalene said right back again to our Lord, she said, Lord, you didn't call loud enough. That's how she was even with Jesus Christ himself. And speaking about loving and calling out loud, one day she was inspired by the Holy Ghost. She was always being inspired by the Holy Ghost to do something. One day she was inspired by the Holy Ghost. This was not too long before she died. And she got a hold of this little bell, because that's how they woke everybody up in the morning for morning prayers. And they would go up and down the hallway with a little bell, and they would cry out, Benedicamus Domino. But it was the middle of the night. It wasn't time to get up at all. She rang the bell up and down the halls, and she cried out, sisters, sisters, wake up, everybody, wake up. And so everybody was all sleepy-eyed, and they poked their noses out of their cells and wondering what was going on. And she said, God is not loved. He's not loved nearly enough. That was her message. No wonder one of the sisters said to her once, you don't act like the other sisters. You act very different from them. And she smiled at her and she said, thank you, sister. That's the truest thing you've ever said. That's absolutely the fact. I do act different from everybody else. Now, our Lord made her do things like that. She was inspired. She didn't want to stand out from the others, but it was a special grace from our Lord. Some saints, when they start to fall into an ecstasy means like being in heaven almost, except you're still on earth, when they started to fall into an ecstasy, when you're in an ecstasy, you can't see or talk to people because you're just seeing God and the saints and everything holy. Well, they would head to their room right away to hide it from people. And she tried to do that, but our Lord never let her get back to her room in time, and she would just, bam, fall into an ecstasy, regardless of where she was or what she was doing. And sometimes it would last for days and days. Well, that's a little bit about today's saint, who was such a different saint. And she was, you might say, a Holy Ghost saint, because she was truly a free spirit. She did exactly what our Lord wanted her to do. She offered up very strict penances. She fasted on bread and water all week long except on Sundays, and she always wore the oldest habit that had lots of patches in it and things like that, even though she had come from a very wealthy and noble family. But the way she would offer up the real penance was by pretending. Do you ever like to pretend? People always pretend, and when you get older, it's polite to pretend too. Well, this is how she would pretend. If somebody said something she didn't like, or if she was given something to do or something to eat that she didn't like and didn't care for, she would pretend that she loved it, and she would be very happy and very grateful, instead of letting everybody know how unhappy or displeased she was. That was her special way of offering up penance. But most of all, she loved our Lord very, very, very much. And they used to call her Sister Charity because she was like the love of God right in that convent. And she loved to meditate about how much Jesus suffered for us. And she actually had it sort of figured out. Why is it important, children, for us to love the Passion? Today, for example, we pray the Sorrowful Mysteries. It's Friday, and it's an Ember Day today, so we're meant to do a little extra penance, at least today. Why should we do penance? Why should we love our Lord's Passion? Because St. Mary Magdalene said that. She said, if you remember the sufferings of Christ, and then if you remember to offer up your sufferings, if you have something to offer up through our Lord's Passion, through his cross, then your pain, your sorrow, your unhappiness, all of a sudden, that can become sweet and pleasant. Now, you have to kind of think about that. And more than just think about it, you have to try to do it, to offer up what you're suffering in union with what Jesus suffered on the cross, and all of a sudden, you feel happy, even though it still hurts. That's the secret of the saints, and that's the secret of a holy life. That's a doctrine that's taught to us by God, the Holy Ghost. So on this, one of the last Holy Ghost days of Pentecost this year, we keep the feast of a great Pentecost saint. Let's ask her to inspire us. You don't act the same as others. You're different. Well, that's true of all of us, isn't it? Especially today. I mean, as true Catholics in this world. Let's try to live that by offering up everything to God in union with the Passion of Jesus on the cross. That's the secret. That's the key. That's the way to find your pain sweet and pleasant. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.